Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire and encourage you to take your perfect step and walk your perfect walk. Making your dreams an actual reality is our mission in life. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we will explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. And of course, as always, the goal is to move closer every single day to the life you dream of living. Again, I am very happy to be here with you all today. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to let everyone know our hearts and minds are thinking about and certainly sending a lot of positive energy out to Boston this week. I personally have a very dear friend that runs marathons around the country. And that community, the running community, is a very tight-knit community. There is so much to learn from their perseverance, their strength, and how big their hearts are. And so I just wanted to, I talked with her, and I do realize that she's thinking, among many, many other people in this area, thinking about everyone there. So a lot of love is being sent to you all. So let's see today. You know, again, I'm Jennifer B. And I just again want to say my passion in life is to help you take inspired action in your life, to make progress, to take real steps, no matter how small, so that you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in a matter of days. This is what creates change, showing ourselves the evidence of it. That's really what our hearts and minds need on a daily basis. We have a really interesting show to talk about today because, you know, we're going to have some great dialogue about why people don't walk their talk and the honest, uncanny reality, actually, behind all of this. And Michael Becker is here again, of course, to share in this amazing dialogue with us. And I want to bring up a couple of things, a side note, which is that, you know, I want to share a couple of stories that I've come across that in today's world are unexpected and seriously refreshing. This first story, the idea came from Bhutan, the country of Bhutan, and it is really, it's about a gentleman, a doctor that was invited by the prime minister of Bhutan to help, get this, to help promote the country's gross national happiness index at the United Nations. It is, it's very interesting, and essentially it was in you know, one of the driving forces behind the project, this particular doctor who was invited last year again to by the Prime Minister of Bhutan to help promote the country's gross national happiness index. I love that index, the gross national happiness index. Can you imagine if many of our countries were to adopt such an important priority? And according to, in this case, it's really great because according to a journal, Albuquerque Journal, actually, Santa Fe is the second city in the United States to take on the happiness initiative. Seattle was the first, actually. And among the this whole week, among the events planned for each day, they're actually viewing a film called Happy. actually yesterday they were viewing the film, and they're doing a multitude of things all week to really promote this. And I love this too, as far as when they showed the documentary, they followed it by a chocolate reception. Now, for many people who know me personally, chocolate is sort of a currency to me. I am very, very, very fond of chocolate. So it's always a great way. And when people want to get on my good side, they go out and find some really fine chocolate to do that. And so anyway, can you imagine if we were all to look at what our well-being index is, essentially what our gross national happiness index is, and put resources towards that. It's incredible. The other story I also loved, because in this case, this is a particular company who decided to go out of their way to look for companies that were keeping their employees happy in their jobs. So he essentially started a business that it's an investment business, actually, who looked for companies who were primarily keeping their employees happy. And, of course, what he discovered is there's a direct connection between keeping happy their workers and company making more money. And so in this case, this particular company chose a number of different companies who met that criteria for him and started investing in only in those companies. And he has proven for years now that his annualized return for his group of people that do invest with him is even much higher than the S&P index. And so I thought that was really fantastic. And it shows that if we were to spend a lot more time looking at things like this and paying attention to promoting happiness, can you imagine the difference we'd all make? Really incredible. So today I want to just share out there, which is going really well, which is our self-value project is underway, which is my weekly reminder to you and, of course, your higher self of how incredibly valuable you are and worthy of life's greatest gifts. If you'd like to receive this wonderful weekly message and also a free short audio stimulating your consciousness regarding your own self-value, send us an email with the word self-value in it. And this is, just go ahead and send it to care@consciousproductcenter.com. And there's no obligation on your part. It's simply an offering from my heart to yours. So, wow, I can't tell you how important I think this week's topic is, because walking our talk, how many of you have people in your life that you've often noticed where they might say something wise or profound or somewhat evolved, but when you look at their life as a whole, what they're saying is not really being reflected in their life? And why is it that it's so easy to notice that circumstance, we'll call it, in other people's lives, but not in our own? And, you know, we have access to so much information about how to improve our lives, how to create healthier minds, bodies, spirits. I mean, let's be honest, sometimes our appetites are insatiable when it comes to self-improvement data or information. You would think that with such enlightened information around us that we have access to, we would be experiencing much more enlightenment and well-being. More people would be happy, healthy, and certainly successfully obtaining a greater peace of mind. So what is it, and how can we turn the tides in our favor of actually walking our talk? Why aren't more people transforming their lives? You know, the idea of intellectual enlightenment versus actual enlightenment is what we're talking about here. It's what we need to look at. Because again, like I say, we have so much information around us, so much information that we have access to. And when we look at that, because of course we have to get the information in. It's going to come into our minds and hearts. It's got to be looked at first by us. But how do we bring it into our actual behavior? How do we apply it to our lives? That's the difference. When you see, and that's what's the phenomenon here is when you can see it happening in other people, they often don't do what they say they're going to do, or they're saying certain things about various ideas, but you can see pretty clearly that they're not really applying those ideas to their lives. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is the idea of intellectual enlightenment versus actual enlightenment. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get Michael out here and talk about why it's happening and how do we join the Walk Your Talk movement. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And I've got Michael here, and we're talking today about how to get out of the intellectual enlightenment trap and start walking our talk. Michael Becker, for those of you who are just joining us, of course, welcome. And I want to share just a little bit about Michael. Essentially, along with myself, Michael is a business and personal coach with an extensive executive career in the corporate arena and an independent business owner. And like me, he is very passionate about creating peace of mind, happiness, and real dream building for individuals. And such as our topic here today, helping people feel and see real change and success in their lives by not just talking about it, but showing the real, grounded, let your life speak for itself kind of change. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jennifer. Glad to be here today.
Excellent. Thanks for being here. I wanted to ask you, you know, I've been using the term intellectual enlightenment versus actual enlightenment. What's your take on this term? And I know you have a personal story around it.
Yeah, I do, actually. It's something that when I first came across the term years ago, it really made me think. And there was some painful thinking that went on, because as I looked at it, I realized that I was really hooked on intellectual enlightenment. And I believe that intellectual enlightenment would automatically lead to a higher level of enlightenment. And it doesn't necessarily. I think, you know, you want to be doing the intellectual component of it. It's important to understand, to know things, to reach out to the world, look at new ideas. But there comes a point when you have to really wean yourself off that process and start looking for actual enlightenment, meaning enlightenment that's coming from inside of you and not something that's coming from outside of you. So for me, that was a real challenge, because I'd spent so many years on the path of intellectual enlightenment. And like a lot of other people, I felt that was the path. You know, that's what you do. And it is a path, and it's a worthwhile path. But I don't think you can stay on that path forever. At some point, you have to have internalized enough from that process that now it's coming from inside you, the enlightenment. You start seeing things yourself. And I think for a lot of people, that's a place that they really want to get to, but they're struggling. They're struggling with getting to that place.
Isn't that true? Because I think that, especially talking about it out loud, which is I'm a huge advocate for, because a lot of times these are really important points that are going on in people's lives, but it's not talked about, therefore not much attention is given to it. And many of us, we gather so much information, we essentially, it's almost like staying a student forever.
I agree.
Yeah, we never apply it.
Yeah, because it's very comfortable. We all joke about, you know, people that we know in our lives, or maybe we've been there ourselves, where we see people and we kind of joke to each other, oh, look, that person's a professional student.
Right.
You know, meaning that they're good at learning, they enjoy learning, and they like the environment of being kind of isolated from the real world and staying in a learning environment for a long time. But if you're in college, you know, the vast majority of people eventually get to a point where there has to be some kind of closure, and then they have to take what they've learned and apply it to the real world and to their lives. And I guess that's what we're trying to get at here today, is that that's really the process. It's about, you know, making things work, which I know is kind of the key to your show, you know, the action part of it. Inspiration is great, knowledge is great, but at some point, you've got to take that action step and start applying it so that you can actually get, you know, real enlightenment coming from within you.
Right. And I think what's fascinating, again, we've all heard the term everything's good in moderation. And a lot of times, certainly, I consider myself a student of human nature, a teacher of human potential. That's the core of who I am. I will never stop learning. I am always going to be a student on some level, because I love to learn as well. But there is a balance, which a lot of people need to look at where they are on that scale as to, because I know people who think I need one more book before I can do that. I need to really, you know what, I need to go to one more webinar, or watch one more webinar, go to one more class before I can do that. And what a lot of people don't realize is that they know they have everything they need right now to begin. They need the next step that they're going to take, they have what they need to do that. That's where I think a lot of people look at a lot of procrastination. Plus, I find fascinating, and I think we all fall in this category just a little bit, is the idea of being addicted to thinking. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Because look at the world we live in. And I see this in the coaching work that I do with a lot of different people, that there is an addiction to thinking, because the world, the place we are right now, really supports that, if you think about it. It's not just computers. It's not just the internet. I mean, it's now we have smartphones. Now we have, you know, tablet computers that I look around and I see a lot of people travel, move around with their tablet computers. They're represented on television, people using them. So this is instant access to information, literally 24/7, if you want it to be that way. So it's very tempting to not only utilize all those things, but it's very tempting to believe this is what it's about. The way I think of it is, it's the difference, though, between planning the most fantastic vacation trip you've ever thought about, you know, the vacation, the dream trip that you've thought about. There's a big difference between planning the trip and actually taking the trip.
Right.
It's two different things. I mean, the imagination is wonderful. It's great to plan. It's great to think about it, ruminate over it, get some more information, ruminate again, all well and good. But at some point, you know, if you want the actual experience, you have to leave that, stop that process, and take that next step toward the actual experience of doing it, you know, whatever that it is. You have to actually do it.
Right.
And there's where things break down in the world we live in today, because it's so tempting not to take the step, because all that information is just swirling around us at our fingertips anytime we want it, and it can be a trap. It really can be.
And it is, like we were saying, being addicted to thinking, there is a level at which the excitement of planning a trip, the excitement of talking to people about it and gathering more information, there is a stimulated, you know, energy to that. It's introducing hormones to your body that you find very pleasant. And those, there are a number of things that are happening when you're doing something in the thinking mode that you enjoy. And so that, of course, doesn't, for a lot of people, that doesn't stop. They want to continue that. But what's really amazing, and that's what I like to talk to people about, which is, again, inspired action, is that if we were to take steps on a daily basis, something, even the smallest step, that will essentially, you need to keep that going for a number of days, then you literally form a habit of taking action in that way, in which case, when it comes time to use that inspired action habit towards the goal, the dream, the plan that's a bigger plan for your life, it's much easier to apply.
That's absolutely right. And again, you know, I think a lot of times people come up with all kinds of obstacles in their mind of why they can't do that, or why that's too difficult, it's going to take too much time. And really, it isn't about taking gigantic leaps all the time. It may be a leap of faith internally, but externally, it doesn't have to be a leap. It doesn't have to be, you know, jumping 20 feet in order to take the next step. The next step is just a step. It's just one step, one small thing. And I've heard you say that many times. You know, a lot of success comes from, not from the huge leaps, but from the small, consistent steps that you take.
Right. And that is not the lovely thing about that is it is simple. It is simple to add a little action step to your day, to someone's day, that actually turns into something that's really surprising for people. They're actually shocked, and sometimes they need a little help recognizing that it's that, those little small steps that changed the model they were working with that allows them to move forward. And so, you know, the whole idea, of course, the classic phrase, I love this, do as I say, not as I do. And when we talk about that, when we look around, how often that is happening actually is kind of shocking. And of course, you have it in the frame of parent-child relationships. How often I heard my parents say that, do as I say, not as I do. Actually, they inferred that many more times than they actually said it. But I reminded them, you know, that's kind of what you're saying. But let's go ahead and take a break. And we're going to come back and talk about walking our talk and a lot of tips on how to actually do that. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here, and we are talking today about walking our talk and changing our lives. What can we do to get ourselves out of our heads and into our lives? And before we continue, I want to make sure the contact information is out there for everyone. You can reach us at inspiredactionradio.com, as well as care, C-A-R-E, at consciousproductcenter.com. Michael, go ahead and give your email out there for folks.
Pretty straightforward. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at consciousproductcenter.com.
Wonderful. And back to it. We have, you know, we've again heard the classic phrase, do as I say, not as I do. And the bottom line is that our brain is going to be ahead of our actions always in terms of learning and integrating new ideas. So even to ourselves, we're going to be thinking, you know, that sounds like a good idea. That's how I should be acting. That's something I might want to do. That's what I need to do, and different actions that we need to take. And so it's extremely important to be able to talk our talk, not going to walk our talk, but always, we have to be able to bring in the information, integrate that information. And there is a difference also to with articulating that information. And a lot of us get really good at articulating the information. There's also another step we can go through, which is gaining the information and possibly teaching information. Teaching information is not easy. And you don't have to be able to teach information before you apply it to your life. You can gather information, integrate that information, and then live that information and never even teach it, or then after that learn to teach it. There's an important process and steps that we all go through, and it's important to look at them with our attention so that we become aware. A lot of times there are a number of things that we go through, and fear is a big deal in this case, because a lot of times very easy to bring something in, very easy to maybe talk about it, but to apply it to our lives and actually have that information affect our lives, affect our behavior, that's sometimes a very big deal. Again, it's easy to say something, but how do we apply it? So steps needed to essentially walk our talk. First off, we need to notice if you happen to notice if someone else is saying one thing and doing another. That's an awareness aspect. We need to notice if, in fact, we're watching someone say something and they're not applying or in fact, showing their lives that way. Second, ask yourself, do you do that? That's the part that doesn't happen often, is we are such, let's put it this way, it's easy for us to judge other people. How often are we doing that? And frankly, our society promotes that we do that. But that habit has unfortunately gotten in the way of us looking at ourselves. We use that habit to judge others to distract from looking at our own lives. So asking ourselves, do we do that? Do we say one thing and do another? And how often and in what area of our life do we do that? Honestly, ask yourself, what reason would you give to someone about why you don't actually do what you're saying and not actually doing what it is that you're saying? Is it too inconvenient? Not enough time? Are you too tired? No resources? You don't know how to do it? Or, you know what, maybe you think that what you're saying doesn't apply to you. Or you don't really believe what you're saying. What would you say about that, Michael?
Yeah, that you can come up, and I, you know, over the years I've heard all of those excuses, really, all of those reasons why, you know, it can't be done. The one I get the biggest kick out of is the one where they say, where people will say, you know what, I've looked at that, I really want to do that. That would be so exciting. It's thrilling to me to think about it. But you know what? You know why I can't do that? I'm just not going to have enough time to do that. There isn't mm-hmm. enough time to do it. That's going to take, what, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever it is. There's not enough time. And what I say to them is, you know, here's kind of the key to that. You say there's not enough time, but the reality is whether you do the thing or not, the time still goes by. Okay, so it's like time is kind of a quantity that exists for us, whether we like to think about it or not. It's happening. So to say I don't have time for something really is not a meaningful thing. Here's the kind of way I think about it. You know, if walking your talk means doing something significantly different than you're doing right now, it's going to be challenging for many people. It's like announcing to your friends and your family, I'm going to become a gourmet cook. Then you do a bunch of research and you find out that it's going to take a lot of time, effort, and commitment to do that. And it's going to mean letting go of some of the things you enjoy doing right now. But if you're truly inspired by the idea of becoming a gourmet cook and you feel a genuine passion for it, then you'll be highly motivated to do whatever it takes to become a master cook, and suddenly the excuses, the reasons why you can't do it, they disappear pretty quickly.
That's true, because it's essentially needing to ask another step is, what would it take for you, for me, what would it take to start acting that out instead of just talking about it? Asking that specific question, what would it take to start doing that?
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to. You know, we can go through the thinking processes, the strategy, the logic, and all of that. But the question you just asked, you know, what would it take to actually get started? And the answer is both simple and a little more complicated. The simple answer is it just takes a first step, a committed step in the direction that you want to go in. You know, there's small things you can do. Like if you wanted to be a gourmet cook, you could find a local class in gourmet cooking and just step into it. I mean, it's not a lifetime commitment. It's just a class. Step into it and see what happens when you're experiencing that. Do you find the passion? Are you really excited about it? And then suddenly, once you've taken that relatively small step, then you'll be much more open to taking another small step, and then another small step after that. So it's really not about allowing yourself to be overwhelmed by all of the things I'm going to have to do, but looking at breaking everything down and looking at everything as just a series of small, digestible, doable steps. But again, you asked, that was the right question. You know, what is it going to take? And I think it's the simplest action step you can think of, but then doing it, then actually taking that action step.
And what's really, you're absolutely right, because what's so important here is looking at what are we modeling? Because again, walking our talk, talking our talk, and you know that classic phrase we just talked about, do as I say, not as I do. We model a lot of behavior, and some of that modeling is oftentimes on autopilot. It's modeling different behaviors that we see every day and different types of things we see on television, just different things that in a sense are stimulating us. But look at when you're on autopilot, what behavior are you modeling, and ask yourself another question, which is my behavior, is whatever I'm modeling, is that conducive to the goal, dream, and vision I have for my life? And those types of questions. And because modeling is either on autopilot, you're modeling behavior to just feel like you fit in to people around you, everybody really wants to belong. And then look at people who are successful and maybe successfully applying and going towards dreams that you, in fact, have passion for. Look at those individuals. And now modeling that type of behavior is good. And of course, modeling the aspect of the classic do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That classic idea, which is of course treat other people the way you want them to treat you. And so there are a number of different modalities to look at in terms of when you see yourself and look at yourself as to what you're modeling.
That's absolutely right. And you know, you just were saying that's the golden rule, do unto others. I think that is a rule that if we just adopted that, it would make life so much simpler. You know, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. It can be said many different ways, but that's the way, you know, we're most familiar with it. But the reality is that single change in your life would bring about so many different things for you and so many different experiences as a result of doing that, and you would feel very empowered. It wouldn't take very long for you to start feeling empowered just by doing that.
Absolutely. And it's really looking at, you know, how do we commit and additional steps, certainly, you know, how do we commit to being in integrity and doing what we say we're going to do? Those are critical pieces of the puzzle. And again, not talked about out loud, looked at as often as it should be. And so, you know, we're going to take a quick break and talk about some additional steps that you can apply immediately to your life as to how to make this happen so you can initiate that immediately. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking with Michael Becker about intellectual enlightenment versus actual enlightenment. What happens when we walk our talk? And how do we stay in integrity? So very important. We're going to talk about just a few tips here that are very important to keep in mind. Again, I love talking about this out loud because this is how we make change in our lives. And first off, we were just talking a second ago about modeling the behavior you want to see in others, in your life. Model the type of behavior, have the type of mindset that is the type of mindset you see others who are doing what they love to do, who are doing what maybe you would love to do. That's what you need to look at. And especially the next tip, following your own rules. Now, this is very important, and it's related to law of attraction, because the classic aspect of law of attraction, act as though your wishes are already fulfilled. We have a law of attraction checklist that talks about this, of exactly what do you do with your mind, your feelings, what do you look at, how do you say it. We have a checklist about this, which is once you go through this little process to create something in your life on an energetic level, it's really important to understand that if you're looking to attract something, you have to be able to receive whatever it is that you want to attract. A lot of times, our minds and our hearts are in the way of attracting what it is that we want, so it never comes. That's the key, is that we need to really focus on what is it that we want? What is our plan? What are the steps in our plan? What are our dreams? What goal do we have for the next week, month, 6 months? What are those goals, and what rules do we need to apply to that and stick to them? We're human. We're going to falter here and there, but it's really important to stay in the mindset and expect that that will happen for you. That is the type of energy and essentially the vibration you want to put out there. And if you have, for those of you who are working in the workplace, or maybe it's a family, if you have a group that you're leading, a family group, a different hobby group, or in a workplace, the type of group, always, always act like you're part of the team as well as their leader. That's part of walking your talk. Very important, because it matters in bringing that energy around, so people actually, when they have an impression of you, that's their impression. Also, help others achieve success for themselves. This is a big one, isn't it, Michael?
Huge. In fact, I was going to jump in immediately and say, of all the things, when I do coaching work and consulting work with different businesses, that's what I often, say, is that sometimes we just get in our own way with these things. You know, it's like we stumble and we have all these limitations and all these issues. But really, the core to being successful, in my opinion, in all areas of life, not just business, but in your personal life and all the things that you want to do and accomplish, the number one thing is, you've got to help other people find happiness and success, meaning how you interact and how you respond to people. If you're doing things that enhance their lives, help them move toward enlightenment, help them move toward success, even in very small ways. If you do that all the time, the way the universe works is that all comes back to you to support you. Those people will now be able, and they will want to support you, and it'll just happen automatically. So, yes, that is a huge and key point.
It is, because no better way to walk your talk than helping other people achieve their dreams and goals as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next item, which is critical and so obvious, people think, oh, well, yes, of course. No. It's something that needs to be addressed, which is always do what you say you're going to do. That is huge for a lot of individuals, a lot of situations, a lot of circumstances that distract us from that very thing, which is do what you say you're going to do. If you can't do what you say you're going to do, then because your word is your contract. So if you tell somebody you're going to do something and you can't do it, simply use your words to adjust the contract. But if you haven't done that and you just simply don't do what you say you're going to do, then in a sense, you're out of integrity. And you know what? Your higher self knows that you're out of integrity. Even if your conscious mind thinks that that's okay, it's not a big deal, I won't say anything. No, no, no. Your higher self knows. And it will affect how you move forward. It's always good to clean that up. So walk your talk, do what you say you're going to do, and be consistent with your communication with yourself and others about your dreams and goals. That's very important, because if we talk to ourselves the way we talk to ourselves and the way we talk to others, we want to be singing the same tune, and that's very important on a bigger scale, which is that it's again, the impression those around us have, and that if you are consistent, there is tremendous mileage you can get from the world around you in terms of them offering their help for you to be successful.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah,
absolutely right. And consistency is right in alignment with one, taking that first step and taking the next small step and taking the next small step. That's where the consistency begins, the willingness to actually take the steps.
Right. And one of the final things here, build a small tribe of support around you to keep you motivated and intentional. And this is critical, folks. I highly, highly recommend that you talk out loud to a small group around you about your goals, about your intentions. That's a great way to stay motivated, encouraged especially, stay clear, focused. Never, ever, ever be afraid to ask for help. Well, those who get really good at asking for help are those who succeed. And Mastermind, which we talked about in another show, is a fabulous way to do that. And so I really highly encourage people to do that. And I also, first off, I want to thank Michael today for being with us, Michael Becker, for sharing such great information, as always, having wonderful dialogue. And thank you all for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. I enjoyed every minute with you, as I always do. And please join me Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And next week, we're going to be talking. It's going to be very exciting, folks. Be here, because we have a new guest, Mary Warner. She is in her mid-50s, just completed a whitewater. She just piloted her own whitewater raft through the treacherous Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. She's changed her corporate career, started a business. She has done some amazing things, and she's the epitome of a beautiful example that it is never, ever, ever too late to start something new, to start over, essentially, and especially the kind of things that you can do. So I just highly encourage everybody, never too late. You got to listen to next week's show. It's going to be very exciting. So have a wonderful week, everybody, and we will see you back here next week at the same time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.